Box. Office. Refund. Box Office Refund Podcast.
Hello and welcome to Box Office Refund Podcast. I'm Nico Bell.
And I'm Ward.
And we review low-rated movies.
And decide if the critics were wrong.
Ward, how are you tonight?
I'm excellent. We are about to embark on quite the journey.
I know, it's really excited. This was, first of all, your idea. So if anything goes terribly wrong, make sure everybody goes to whatever your Instagram or Twitter handle is. And just let everybody know that it's Ward. Box Office Refund on Instagram and Twitter, and you can get mad at Ward.
Sure. Well, you know, I think even if it goes wrong, it's kind of, we're on this meta journey where even if it goes wrong, I'm just going to say, well, that was the point.
Okay.
Because,
well, you want to explain what we're doing to people?
We are going to watch Black Mirror Bandersnatch. We're going to do that live so you can actually watch with us as we watch. You can listen to us watch because it will be probably the best way to watch the episodes, listening to us watch it.
Yeah. I'm excited.
And if you don't know what Black Mirror Bandersnatch is, you should. But in 1984, a young programmer begins to question reality as he adapts a dark fantasy novel into a video game. A mind-bending tale with multiple endings.
Woo! So it's a choose-your-own-adventure. I used to love those books, so I'm very excited we get to do it on TV.
Yeah, I just, like, the book he's adapting, I read choose-your-own-adventure books when I was a child, and they're always very thin. The book he's adapting is huge, and I wish they would show us a snippet of what's going on in that book. I mean, is it, you know, you have three choices and it's just a really long book, or are there so many choices the book really needs to be thicker than, I don't know.
I think it's the second one. I think there's so many choices that it needs to be that thick.
That probably explains why the writer went insane. Didn't the writer go insane? Isn't that what they say?
You're just telling all sorts of things. Why don't we watch and we can discuss as it goes on instead of trying to ruin it for anyone who hasn't already gone down this rabbit hole?
If you're listening to this episode, you should have already watched it yourself. You'd be crazy to listen to this episode without having previously watched it. You're listening.
We're not going to make assumptions.
You're listening
We're not
to this episode to see, oh, wow, I know the choices I made. Are there other possibilities? How can that unfold? And that is what we're here for, to let you see those possibilities.
Okay.
I mean,
all right.
Really, why would your first watch be A, listening to us without
you know
watching
what?
It, or B, watch, it's,
you're being very judgy right now, and let's not judge the three people who listen to our podcast.
I'm
okay,
just,
we're trying to get more than three.
I'm
so
just
let's,
telling
let's
people
go ahead.
How they need to watch Black Mirror. No, I think that's
you are telling
my right.
them how to watch their entertainment. Wow,
yeah.
That is so presumptuous.
Yep.
Okay, and on that note, well, I'm ready to go. I'm staring at a screen that says a Netflix original series. I'm just waiting to hit play.
Okay, so if you were trying to sync up with us, we've clicked on Black Mirror. We paused it as soon as it came up, so we are ready to hit play, and we're going to hit play right now.
Oh, yeah.
A Netflix original series. This didn't really seem like a Black Mirror episode to me, not like they usually are.
Yeah, you mentioned that on our last one, and once you mentioned it, now it's in my head, and I can't get it out of my head, and I am a bit disappointed. So thanks for ruining it for me.
You're welcome.
Oh, it's 8 o'clock. It's morning. It's July.
It's 8 o'clock or 8:30?
8:30, sorry.
Is your episode different
read.
From mine?
Everybody, that would be so cool. He's taking his pills. Don't do it. Don't take the pills. Don't
I was kind of irritated with like the whole waking up with the alarm clock. We've just seen that so much. But we do see the Bandersnatch novel.
Well, we need to establish some sort of starting point with each new storyline.
Do we
so.
Know what his pills are?
Yeah, we eventually know. I don't know what rabbit hole you tumble down, but eventually we have an idea of what they are.
Yeah, I mean, I watched this the day it came out, so it's just been a while.
Okay.
You know, this locked door the dad keeps locking coming out of was always very ominous. And I'm surprised that the kid was never like, huh, I wonder what's up with that door.
This breakfast scene, he looks at the... Right here. Yeah, he's checking out the smoking. I always thought that was going to come back to it. Like, he's putting that cigarette... Oh, wait, I know why it comes back! I just figured it out!
Yeah, it definitely comes back in a big
sorry.
Way.
Sorry. See, this is helping me, too.
I guess that's why they said it in the 80s, because otherwise the dad would be smoking. You gotta give credit to the kid. I mean, he created a Bandersnatch demo to get a job.
I know. That's kind of something that I thought about. These are really young dudes doing these video games. Is that how it was back in the day? Like these just 20-year-olds in their bedroom coming up with code?
Yeah, I mean, back then it was very cavalier. I mean, I don't know when it was, but in the early days of video games, it was cavalier where people were creating stuff in their bedrooms and making it happen.
That feels very rock and roll to me.
It kind of was at that point.
Oh, it's coming. It's coming. Sugar Puffs or Frosties? Sugar Puffs. Sugar Puffs.
We get to decide. What do
you think? Sugar Puffs!
Why?
Sugar Puffs! Sugar Puffs.
All right, I'm clicking Sugar Puffs right now.
Oh, whew. You almost ran out of time, man.
I do like, though, how seamless these things, because I was expecting it to kind of have a little hiccup when it switched from one to the other, and it never does, which I really like. I'm glad they have that technology to make it work smoothly. I wonder if either cereal choice ends the same way. I mean, does it really make a difference at this point?
I actually have gone down both cereal paths, and there are certain things that don't make any difference, and the cereal is one of them. As far as I know, if someone else out there...
I figure the cereal choice is just an easy way to introduce us to what's happening. You're just making choices. All right, we're riding the bus to the future.
Wow. Okay. Music.
I mean, it really is. Right. The moment I realized I was controlling this guy, which happened much later.
Wait, Thompson's twins are now too.
I picked Thompson Twins because they had a Thompson Twins song before. I don't know. Okay. What are we picking?
Thompson Twins.
Okay. When I watched this the first time, a couple times I just let Netflix choose for me just to see what would happen.
Yeah.
Because I wondered, like, would the guy turn and look at me like, yo, man, you got to make a choice for my future. But he didn't.
I like this song, by the way. I like all the songs in this.
Black Mirror usually has
80s
good music.
80s music is awesome.
No future, matey. Foreboding.
Nice. Nice tall building. Very ominous.
I love the 80s setting. Really, anything 80s, really cool. I'm going to like.
This guy looks so familiar to me. Like, I've seen him on a bunch of stuff, but I haven't looked him up, this boss guy.
The boss does not look familiar to me. I mean, he's awesome. But he didn't look familiar.
I'm going to have to look it up after, because I feel like I've seen him in a couple things.
He should be in a lot of things. He's got vision.
I hope that awesome long hair is real.
It's got to be.
What would it take for you to grow out your hair really long?
I really like the Metalhead poster in the background.
Yeah, it's awesome.
A great callback to season 4. What is his
name?
Colin Rippman?
Ward, this is a guy who has brown hair naturally and has had it dyed for a TV show.
Really? Do you think it's dyed? Do you think?
It bugs me so much. They could do it and make it look natural and nice.
Well, yeah, but
they didn't even try.
They weren't trying to make it look natural and nice.
Like, you think?
Oh, I know. The whole point is he's counterculture. He's a revolutionary. He doesn't... You know, he's not normal or typical.
You know why I couldn't figure it out? Is because they botch up dark to blonde so often that I just assume they're all terrible.
So you assume they were hoping this looked natural.
Exactly. Although now that you mention it and I think of his girlfriend, yeah, I guess he's too, you know, anti-society.
And you realize the whole episode rests on Colin's hair, right? It is the...
Yeah, of course. Of course. Well, if we get a choice between getting his hair back to natural or keeping it blonde, we're going to natural. This is so fun to watch this video game, because back in the day, this was so big and exciting. And now we've come so far.
It was groundbreaking.
I know, right?
And these graphics are so smooth. And his game is broken. I have to say, I like video games today a little bit better than these pixelated things we used to have. We've come a long way. I'm happy about it.
I don't know. Some video games now make me nauseous. These first player games. I like these ones. 80s ones.
Really? You get motion sickness over them?
I do.
Wow.
I can't play them.
That would kind of curb the video game habit a little bit.
A little bit.
Man, the Bandersnatch demo. I don't know. It's hard for me to be impressed with it. I mean... I like that they did the, like, whatever Colin's game first, just to give you an idea of where we are and, like, what's cutting edge. Because it makes his video game look better, definitely.
It's not the look that's a revolution. It's the fact that it's a choose-your-own-adventure game.
Well, yeah, but that, too, though. I mean, bolstered, I mean, compared to Colin's game, which is just a dude falling, you know, down an interminable hole, I like this kind of framed it. Because if I had just seen this, like, what's so great about this game? I just forgot video games have come so far. I really like that this demo is not even finished. It's like, oh, it's a choose your own adventure game, except I haven't gotten to the choice part yet.
Well, I think it's like rude that he expected everything to be done. It's just a demo. Well,
yeah, but he didn't even have one choice. It's like, come on, you gotta provide
some
choices.
Well, I don't think he expected anybody to pick the devil monster.
Well, perhaps not. But why didn't he be like, oh, hey, go back. You gotta choose the other one.
Wait, we're coming up with a choice. We're coming up with a choice. It's gonna happen.
See, I chose, I'm like, oh, man, a job at this place, my office with a team, I got to go for that. And that was the bad choice.
That was the bad choice. So I guess we're refusing?
We are refusing.
All right, let's refuse. We refuse.
But then, of course, like, once they went into it, I was like, oh, I guess I get the point of having the team and all this stuff. Like, you really muddy the vision that way. Because you've got to go insane to create art. I believe that's the only way to do it.
I'm 100% sure that is not not a good thing.
That's
to
what
say.
Black Mirror told me. I mean, the novel is great because the writer went insane. The game's great because the kid went insane. There's a pattern.
Was the game ever great without him going insane?
No, he's got to go crazy for it to be good.
Huh? I don't know.
That's art, man.
I've watched this so much. I don't remember which path leads which way. Stressy. That's a good word. Stressy.
That's my life.
It's stressy.
Yeah, do they ever show him actually referencing the book? I know he's holding it all the time, but do they ever show him actually reading it, trying to adapt the script to this game?
Not really. I don't think so. Maybe at some point him's like scrolling through it, but
I have to say, Will Poulter did a great job in this.
Oh, yeah. He had to get off Twitter because of so much bullying after this came out. I don't know why people are bullying him. I thought it was awesome.
Probably. Like, what do people I believe it was people criticizing his hair color. If I
okay. All right, calm it down. I mean, look at those eyebrows versus the color of his hair. It's just annoying. It's just the juxtaposition is very jarring for me.
He dyed his hair to be crazy. I never once questioned his hair.
It's because you don't have dark hair to begin with. All you blondies stick together.
I mean, my hair's just kind of like a medium dirty looking color. It's nothing. It's not blonde. It's not brown. It's just somewhere in between.
Dirt.
It's nothing.
I love that the microwave is alien technology. That's fantastic. I love the 80s.
I'm not sure it was alien technology in the 80s, though. Hadn't the microwave been a while? I think it came out in the 70s.
Well, he's, like, way behind on the time. Oh, there it is again, that cigarette holder.
You gotta wonder, why is the dad always smoking a cigarette? What is he so nervous about?
Or he's just addicted to nicotine, as some people get.
That, and he keeps all of his son's secrets locked in a room right next to him. You think you have it off-site.
It's probably really expensive to, you know,
because it's sitting in his storage son, is unit.
No, that storyline really confused me. I don't know. Because if he's just being watched the entire time, then it's just some random kid, and this is not even a house. This is like a stage somewhere. So, I never got to the end of that storyline where I felt satisfied, so I don't know.
You know, if it is an experiment, was the Bandersnatch planted just to see if the book really could drive people crazy?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, maybe that was the whole point. I don't know.
That would be an interesting slant.
See, that's very Black Mirror-ish.
Yeah, very Black Mirror-ish. Where is he now? Is this his therapist? Yeah, the therapist.
There it is.
Colin Rittman. But he said no. He said, I don't want to work in the office. You can't contain me. Birds are meant to fly.
Before you know it, he's going to be bleaching his hair blonde.
Now, I will say, the therapist, her hair did bother me, because that was obviously dyed, and just seemed a little too dark.
So, okay, Okay.
But see, like, but like Colin Rittman, his point was to have crazy hair because he's a rebel. I'm not sure. I don't know what's going on with her. I mean, if she had dark eye shadow and she's trying to be a goth, maybe it would work for me.
It's just one shade darker, it looks like, than her natural. Just a little extra black.
It looks like somebody spray painted her head with black paint. It's so, it's like, it's
black hair dye is very tricky.
Her hair is the absence of light. I feel like if I look at it too long, I'm going to tumble into a black hole and get lost.
You've never had a goth stage where you dyed your hair black. Black hair is very tricky to pull off. You have to be like a teenage vampire to pull it off. It's very tricky.
That's good to know. So is she a teenage vampire? Is that what she's going for?
That's probably the look.
Do we know at this point what's wrong with
whatever
this kid's name is?
Because he says, I'm fine now. And what really, other than his mom's death, like what actions has he done that have caused him to end up in therapy?
Yeah, I guess at this point I just thought he was dealing with the emotion of his mom. Because I don't believe we know when that's happened at this point.
Oh yeah, I guess we have to talk to her.
Should we talk or not talk?
Let's
gonna say
not
no.
Talk. No, say no.
No?
No.
All right, no. No talking.
No. No talking.
I mean, we don't know yet, but she's a plant. You can't trust her.
And a ninja.
What good does talking do?
Ugh, gosh. She's not going to let us go, is she?
Oh, yeah. Ugh. I remember this.
Fine. Oh, my gosh,
see,
lady.
I figured I'd have to say yes, because I figured, they're going to put me in an endless loop. I think we're going yes. What do you think?
Yes. Just let's do this. Yes. All right, lady. Calm it down.
I mean, I would be curious if they would just keep looping me. If I keep seeing the Earth, they'll keep asking me again. But I just don't want to spend all night doing this.
Yeah, that would be a while.
I'm just going to assume it's an endless loop.
Rabbit. She made that rabbit. That's pretty awesome.
Maybe she made rabbits, so that was her occupation.
I mean, that's a pretty nice stuffed animal. That's so young to be taking a stuffed animal away from a kid.
We know right then the dad's evil. He stole his rabbit.
Totally evil.
Couldn't find his rabbit.
That's so sad.
But, you know, he blames himself, but he just said his dad took it, so really it's his dad's fault.
Yeah.
Ooh, should I choose no? Or
I guess we'll go with no.
No other choices.
Oh, okay. We'll go no. Fine. How late, really, was she? Like, he was only looking for it for like 15, 20 minutes or something. And she should have planned better.
He's only looking in one spot under his bed. He's not trying that hard.
It's true.
I mean, I know when my kid loses stuff, he's a little more frantic than that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I can't find it. I'm looking in this one spot under the bed, but it's not there. Oh, my. What will I do? Stefan. He puts the fun in Stefan.
Okay. Look at this kid actor. He's trying so hard.
Good for you,
kid actor.
I'm buying
it. I know. Look at
everything.
Those cheeks. I know. He's adorable.
Dad's really upset. I mean, at this point, we think Dad's really upset, but he's really putting it on.
Is he really upset, though? Like, what was the relationship with him and that woman?
Well, I thought he was upset.
I guess they were co-workers.
I thought he was upset, but I realized he's fake.
Is this whole thing a setup, or... I guess just in one reality, it's a setup. In the other reality, they really were a family. And is that true?
In one reality? Are there multiple realities in this?
Isn't it? Because they're all parallel worlds.
In this?
Yes.
I did not encounter any parallel worlds.
Well, like parallel decisions. So each decision leads you down a different reality, a different world.
Okay, yeah, I guess I can buy that. But I don't think there's a reality where they were really a family. He was always...
Well, there's endings where you don't get to him ever discovering that this is a setup.
I suppose. Buying some records. Because you got to listen to cool songs if you're going to play a crazy game. I mean, And even though I don't really consider this a Black Mirror episode proper, it is a really cool thing to it.
Which one?
Phaedra or the Bermuda Triangle? I don't know.
Triangle?
The Triangle? Triangle?
Yeah. Yeah. I think I split. Yep, I didn't click it in time. We're going down different worlds!
Why, what did...
Wait, hang on, I can
I that. Like that, you know, you start making choices, but it doesn't really matter. Metalhead. But even though this isn't really a Black Mirror episode proper, it is some interesting things to this whole, you know, we're controlling him, but we're not, and free will, and it's some interesting themes. You could dive pretty deep into this.
Did you get to the point where that you've... Oh, he jumps out the window during the fight with his therapist? Did you get that part?
I don't remember.
And
my
control
conspiracies, I didn't even notice that the first time.
Yeah. Look at that. Oh, yeah, there's the image. There's his monster. Or devil, or whatever. I thought that those were going to be the mother's legs, and that his dad would actually be this guy.
Wow, that is a crazy theory.
I was going down some very crazy paths watching this. All right, now he's got work to do.
Good tunes. I guess he does write stuff down. He's got a lot of writing here.
Taking his pills.
I wonder what those pills actually do.
Anxiety, I imagine. Help him focus.
Maybe they just ADD. Drive him crazy.
Maybe so.
Wait a minute. He had the monster in the game before he bought the book. I mean, was the Bandersnatch book, did that have the monster in it, or did he make that monster up?
He had the monster in the game. No, the book sparked the game, so he couldn't have had it in the game before the book. The book always came first.
That's true. He's starting to crack. He can't make it.
I know. Uh-oh. We have another decision coming up soon. Stefan. Nope, that tea.
Would you like a spot of tea?
Well, that was flawless, by the way, Ward. That was great.
Now, you'd think the dad being a scientist and his job to observe Stefan, he'd do more observing. We really hardly ever see him. What does he do?
I don't feel like there's some worlds where I feel like he's not a scientist. I feel like there are some worlds where he's just a dad.
Maybe he's just pulling the old Truman Show and he's fully
confused.
Committed.
And then if it is all a lie, I mean, maybe he is really worried. Okay, we got to make a decision. Throw tea or shout?
All right, before I said shout, I want to throw tea over the computer.
Okay.
I mean, I thought it'd be on the computer, but I want to see it go over.
Oh, yeah. Now he's just getting sassy. That's rude.
Wow.
He just picked it up and just dropped it. That's not how you throw tea in a rage.
Especially, my choice was throw it over the computer. He put it on the computer.
That was clearly the bad decision. Do you want to work at Tuckersoft or go back?
I think we got to go back. Working at Tuckersoft is a lose-lose.
That's right. I forgot about that. I guess we're going to shout at Dad.
See, my first time through, I said shout at Dad. But I just wanted to see what would happen if we threw T over a computer.
Well, I guess we can't do it.
I just feel like I was misled because they said throw it over and he threw it on.
All right, we're going to shout at Dad.
Shout at Dad.
Go ahead. Let him have it. See, his dad must really care. On some level.
His dad doesn't care. You tell Dad. I'm busy, Dad. I'm working. This is my job. Do I bother your job? No, don't bother me at my job.
Sorry.
Ubin Graves said, I'm just stressy right now, okay?
Stressy? Yeah, you're right. All right.
I like that the dad's like, hey, you're really upset. Instead of taking care of the problem, I'm just going to take you to the therapist. Let her deal with you because I can't handle it. But what a cool car. Yellow Volvo station wagon.
Yeah, rocking it.
We're here. I'm going to pay somebody to deal with your problems.
Good parking job.
Hey, when you drive a yellow Volvo, you park where you want to park.
You park anywhere you want. I miss turtlenecks. Don't you think turtlenecks should come in back in style?
Yeah, it's about time. Dad's a liar. You said we're getting lunch, Dad. We're the therapist. What's up with that?
There's Colin. Okay, should we follow him or go to therapy?
You gotta follow Colin.
Yes,
Colin,
let's follow him.
Colin is the way, the future.
Colin is... I think Colin's probably the most interesting character.
Oh, by far.
I liked him a lot. Yeah. Walk away. Walk away. Do it. I'm controlling you. Yeah, that's right.
I feel like we didn't really learn much about Stefan. I mean, he's just an avatar, which I guess is kind of the point. He is an avatar. He's not really a person in essence.
I like his voice so much. That's so random. But it's very soothing.
This voice?
No, the other one.
Who?
His. I like it. It's like scratchy, but...
Whose voice are we talking about?
Collins.
That... if you say so. I don't see how that's soothing.
I'm very fond of certain types of voices, and that's one of them. I like that voice.
Alright.
Okay.
Oh yeah, we would have had to have followed Colin. I bet if we said go to therapy, he'd just be like, no, Dad, I'm gonna go follow Colin.
I think if you went to therapy, you eventually would have had that ninja fight with the therapist. That might have been where that leads.
Yeah, we gotta get to the apartment. This apartment's critical.
Are you surprised that he had a kid?
Yeah, I was surprised. I was expecting like some weird hermit apartment.
Yeah, me too.
And he's got a girlfriend and a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And Stefan's like, oh my gosh, other people, I don't know what to do.
I know. So cute. Look at that little baby.
Chrissy's kind of scary looking.
Kitty?
I love the Ubik reference. There, but there's so many references in this. I'm sure I missed 80% of them.
Yeah.
Stefan's going to the Church of Colin.
I like that couch, too. Super roomy. You could have like 5 dogs on that couch next to you. That's how I rate couches, by the way, with how many dogs sit next to you. It's going to be good 5 on that one.
That's interesting. You know, I feel like Stefan wouldn't really have the knowledge by himself to make a game. Like, I'm sure he could do a lot of it, but I would think there are just certain things, you know, the professional software company would know that would be useful or helpful.
Well, they weren't. I mean, if this is when things are just getting started, then it must have been just these rogue programmers who figured out stuff on their own.
But how'd Stefan figure all this stuff out?
Trial and error, I guess. Reading a lot of books. He was going to college. I don't know. We don't really get any...
He was programmed to know it. He had no control. He had to know it.
Well, he has no control.
Time to take it to the next level.
Don't worry about that. Just... put it on your tongue.
Open your eyes, Stefan. You will see everything.
Do we want it? Do we want it?
Of course we want it.
Okay. Say yes to drugs.
See, I have to imagine if I say no, Colin's just going to get pushier.
But you don't feel pressured. He just said it. He's so nice. He's such a nice drug friend.
Yeah, he gets real nice later. I don't know. I feel like watching this again... I feel like I can see some of the cracks. I can kind of see the edge of the curtain.
Do it. Do it.
Party time. I was a little unsettled with the close up of his tongue. Like, that's just close to the... I don't need to see a tongue.
Too close. I don't need to see all that. Okay, there we go. Just wait.
What happens now? Can you feel it? Can you feel the power?
Almost. That's all there is to it. Put on some music. I'm dancing to the music, by the way, for people listening.
Drugs and
you
music.
You have to dance along to
you want
to
create art, you need drugs and music. But isn't that like a performance-enhancing drug if you're an artist and you take drugs?
Oh my gosh.
Is there drug regulation in the art world?
No, stop! No, stop.
I mean, athletes, they can't take performance-enhancing
drugs.
They
cannot. No, that's true.
So artists, I feel like... this is a cool visual. The Ubik can and the paint spraying. I like that.
Yeah, it was really cool.
Actually, this whole sequence where he's control... And it's neat because he's controlling reality to a degree just as we are controlling his reality.
Whoa.
It gets deep. Colin's deconstructing the world in this episode and life.
You can go back and change things. That's what flashbacks are. That's interesting. Because he does go back. Well, you know, now this is hurting my mind. Because there is one time he goes through the mirror. Yeah, there it is. The mirror talk. Oh my gosh, he really is saying all of it. I never heard all this the first time. Because, like, his dad is being paid to be his relative.
Yeah.
He's so smart. PAC.
He's laying it bare. This is what this episode's all about. I like that Stefan really has no clue what's happening.
I know, right? He's just trying to stay standing.
Are you even talking right now? That was scary. I did not. I don't like eyeball stuff like that.
I know, you have a weird eyeball thing. Yeah.
Oh, those are scary eyes.
I know, they're awesome. How is any of this knowledge supposed to help him with, like, write his video game? I think he just needed some code help or something.
He's like, I just needed some code help. I didn't need illicit drugs and crazy.
This is getting rather extreme. I don't know if this next part is appropriate for youngsters.
It may not be.
Yep, something terrible is about to happen.
Other timelines. Yeah, that's interesting. He says there's other timelines. I don't know.
I mean, no, there is other timelines. Well, that's the whole point of this.
I mean, there are, but if you watch this episode, the episode is funneling you down a certain path.
Well, maybe all timelines eventually end up. Oh, well, you got to make Colin jump because Stefan jumping ends it. So do Colin.
Yeah, Colin. Well, Stefan, I mean, I believe if you pick Stefan, he doesn't jump.
No, he jumps. He dies.
Does he?
The video game gets put out, rushed.
Oh, yeah, I remember. I remember all my decisions were guided by the fact that I just want to see this game come out.
Oh.
I don't care about any collateral damage. This game has to get finished.
Wow.
And if we have to sacrifice Colin for that, so be it.
There he goes. But even with him dying in this timeline, he's like, it doesn't matter, there's other timelines. He is still dead. It's just another Colin in another timeline is alive, but he's still dead.
But do we ever see that other timeline?
Yes!
Because he sees the girl later in the episode, and she was unaware that Colin was dead. She's acting like nothing ever happened.
Yeah, Colin, see, that's why missing. It's weird. It's like he died in this one, and then he disappeared in all others.
And which maybe strange. All the worlds are connected.
Yeah, maybe so. See, now we have to go visit the therapist.
Always gotta visit that therapist.
Ugh. Did you get to the part where you had to actually put in the numbers for the telephone?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, that was fun. Okay, now I just know her hair is black. Like, I hadn't really noticed it. I just noticed when blonde hair is blonde. But now it's all I see.
I mean, the blonde hair is fine. It's this hair that really is the main issue.
You know why they probably did it is so her eyes would look more blue. She has very nice eyes. Clearly, I'm commenting on the really important things in this show.
She seems a little ineffective. I mean, part of all she says is, yeah. Do you want to talk about it? Tell me more.
And then it's really her solution is drugs.
She like offers more no and more advice. Drugs.
And she doesn't really even like consider his feelings and emotions. She's just like, oh, it's delusions, drugs.
She probably just works for his doctor dad.
Mm, yeah.
And she's just pushing the right.
Oh, do you want to bite nails or pool?
Whoa. Let's bite nails.
Bite those nails.
I don't remember getting this choice first time around.
Do it. Do it. Bite them. Bite them. I'm controlling you. You will bite them. Do it.
I like these yeah, fighting it.
You can't fight it, Stefan. Do it.
But I don't like these do fighting it. My control.
No. I'm going to make him bite those nails.
If I tell Stefan to do something, I want it done.
I know. I want it done. Did you get a little, like, power hungry doing this? There were certain choices, especially when he confronts his dad, where it's like, do you want to kill him or not? And I was like, kill him! Kill him! Like, it was a little disconcerting how quickly I enjoyed the power of controlling this game.
That is a bit scary. I didn't realize how much control I had until much later. I just thought, I thought this was a game, like, less control, but more just I'm playing a game. I'm just trying to get to the right ending.
Oh, no. I was thoroughly enjoying playing God.
See, I didn't realize I was doing that until later.
I think we're getting close to the confrontation with the dad.
I think we got a while.
Oh.
And we haven't even seen any video game endings yet.
Oh, you're right. We haven't even gotten to an ending.
I think we're still in the introduction.
All right. We got to do these pills. Do we get a choice yet? Is he going to take them or not take them? Flush them or throw them down? Oh, okay.
Throw them away or flush them. Isn't that the same difference?
Flush them. Flush them.
Flush them.
Flush them. Get rid of them forever. No evidence. No second chances.
He could throw them out the window so that woodland creatures could enjoy them. Share.
That would be nice. Get those dogs. They mess stuff up later. There you go.
Did we just see a dirty toilet? That's kind of
gross. Yeah, I don't like that.
I mean, realism, I suppose, but unsettling.
I wonder if that code's real on the screen. I have to ask some code people.
I would think in Black Mirror, usually they are that detailed.
That means someone had to do it. Someone had to write all of this stuff that he has on his walls and everything.
That's what the production set designer gets paid for. Nosedive. I like his boss. That guy, he's just very excited, very happy.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that's ultimately his downfall. He was just he overextended himself, but he had a good attitude about it. Do we know what happened to that guy?
To the...
Tucker.
Boss? To the boss guy?
Yeah.
They do say in some of the scenarios... Because
the company folded, right?
Yeah, they do say, I forgot, but in some of the scenarios, they do say that he, like, started a different business or something like that. I don't know.
Oh, no, the game is broken. And it's due today. It's important.
He's biting his nails now. Yeah, that's right.
One of those subconscious things. Give him more time.
Yeah, now he's getting super stressed. That's a good thing. That's like a good pep talk.
What Tiger didn't tell him is, hey, I'm about to lose this business. If you don't come with this game, we're going bankrupt.
Mm.
So in that regard, he was kind of nice.
So in this timeline, he never followed Colin. Colin never died, but Colin is missing and has given this tape to this guy.
Yeah, but as it's presented, we don't know if this is an alternate timeline or if the drugs just made him, you know, unaware of what was happening. I mean, because later in this episode, it makes it seem like he just hallucinated all that Colin stuff.
I think it's a different timeline because with every choice, the timeline splits.
I think that's an interesting theory. I'm going to have to give that some thought.
I felt bad for the dad right there because he thought maybe he and the son were going to sit and watch a movie. And it's like, nope.
You want to watch some movies tonight on the telly?
Son watch this documentary about this crazy guy.
Hey, Sugar Puffs. I didn't know they came back.
That's
around.
Our cereal.
You know, I don't remember seeing that the first time. I think I chose the Frosty Flakes, and I don't think I ever saw that commercial. I don't know.
Oh, well, we get a commercial.
It would take forever to dissect this episode.
Oh, my gosh. Be insane.
The book that drove the man crazy. It's almost like a ring scenario where if you watch or handle it, it drives you crazy. And then you have to pass it on. And really, why is he watching videos when he should be finishing his game that was due that day that he's behind on?
Colin gave him a video. He has to watch it.
I'm not crazy enough and I'm not confused enough. Let me watch a video about a crazy dude to really put me in the right frame of mind to finish this on a short deadline.
I don't know what Colin hoped to accomplish by telling him all of this. To open his eyes and then what?
I think Colin just wanted to see the world burn.
Yeah, I think you might be right. Like a Morpheus from The Matrix.
Sounds like, I wonder how crazy I can make this guy go. Actually, he's already crazy if he's reading Bandersnatch.
Oh, what do we have to do here? Destroy computer or hit desk?
I think hit desk.
Hit the desk? Okay, yeah.
It's not going to let us destroy the computer. And if it does, it'll just make us backtrack.
I think it does. I think I've destroyed the computer and it does. Yeah, that's right. We did it. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Hit that desk.
That's us. Yeah, that's right. Be worried.
But now he's had inspiration. He solved it. They're not even your actions.
I mean, look at all that prop work. It's impressive.
He's like, whoa.
You know someone has paused it and looked through all of it.
I'm crazy, just like Jeffrey Davies.
No, you're not.
Oh, yeah, make a choice.
Oh, don't do the picture. Do the book.
I mean, the book is going to, like, you know, book's going to help us finish the game. That's all I'm about.
The
that
picture
family
ends
photo,
up with
not
nothing.
Even real.
We've done that before. Get that book.
Lock door, get key.
Open that door. Yeah, do some light reading before bed. Yeah, there you go.
You know, instead of finishing the game that's due.
Well, he's going
It's
insane.
Amazing he finished this game at all, because he never seems to work on it.
They had a whole montage of him working on it for like a month.
I know, that montage was like a week long. I'm just saying he should have been working harder.
Because you don't think he got crazy enough.
And if you're going to go all the way.
Oh, I think he goes pretty far when he kills his dad.
Allegedly. I mean, I don't believe he ever went to trial for that.
He goes to jail for that.
Did he go to jail?
That's how it ends.
Really?
Did you watch this? Have you watched this show?
In my version, I don't think he went to jail. Oh, wait, no,
like
he did go to jail.
Half of the versions end up with him in
jail.
Right.
I forgot.
Oh, my gosh.
He goes into the room, which is amazing. You know, lock door, get key, which is exactly what he did, which I like how that connects.
Why didn't he get into the room a lot earlier in life? Just seems weird.
Yeah. You would just think this locked room, he'd be curious very early on. And he's just been living in this locked door the entire time. He's never like, hey, dad, what do you do in that room? Why are you always breathing hard when you go in there? What's happening? That's some, like, grade A 80 security right there.
I know, right? Oh, our password. What do you want? PAX with the X or C?
I'm going to say PAC with a C.
C. All right, let's do it.
I remember the first time I watched this, I had a really good reason as to why I chose that. I don't remember what that was now.
There was one path that leads you to toy as the password, and you get your bunny back.
Hey, I unlocked it.
Oh, and everything's unraveling.
Hey, my patient file's in here.
Nothing is real.
Program and control study.
Ooh.
So by proxy, we are experimenting in this experiment because we are controlling Stefan.
Yes.
Or are we the experiment all along?
Well, see, that's why, like, when I was having so much fun controlling him, it was like, that's a little bit of an experiment, you know? Like, how into it can you get when you're the one playing God?
Netflix was taking notes on you. You're going to be recommending a lot of serial killer type movies.
Oh, no!
He's thinking, hey, Dad violated my doctor-patient privilege.
Drugging the food.
This seems slightly incriminating against the dad.
Really? You think?
Well, I say dad. Oh. I mean the scientists experimenting on him.
It's so mean, taking that bunny. So he takes the bunny and he gives him some sort of drug. What does a drug do?
Well, that was to set up this whole scenario with the memory of his mom that didn't exist and missing the bunny.
So he, like, forgets that the dad took the bunny?
Yeah, I think he forgets exactly what happened. I mean, maybe it just primed him to insert this memory or to make the memory more traumatic. I think they say. I don't recall right now. See, I like that when we first see this memory and the room's all red and he's wearing all red, you just think, oh, that's an affect of his memory. But no, like, they created it to look like that, to really implant it. No wonder this kid's so messed up.
Yep.
This would screw up anybody. Go with your mom. But Stefan's having none of that.
So in the experiment, obviously it doesn't go. And then I guess if she's just a coworker, it's not like she actually went on a train, she would still be alive, right?
Yeah, no, that was all faked. I like that. Like, you weren't supposed to know. Then why would you keep it in the house? Keep it off-site. I'm not your dad.
Oh. Ow.
What a dream. He dreamed he hit his dad in the head with a cigarette tray. But it's all a dream, right? He would never really do something like that.
It's not a dream. It's a different parallel universe.
And in this universe, his game doesn't work.
His game never gets past the title page. Well, I guess you gotta destroy the computer.
I want to throw tea over the computer.
All right, let's throw tea over the computer. Seems very British.
I want it
very
over
British
the computer.
To do. They're not gonna literally throw it over.
That's what they're telling me.
Do it. Do it.
He can't. He can't destroy
Do
his
it.
Game.
No,
That'd
it.
Be crazy.
Do it. We're controlling
He's
you.
Like, why do I feel like throwing tea over the computer? This is crazy.
Grab it.
Hand.
Grab
don't do
the
it.
Cup.
Don't. You can't control me.
You can't resist
me.
Us. You can't resist us.
I'm doing this.
I am. Yeah, you're right. I'm doing it.
See, when this happened, this is actually a really cool moment where
it
there's
was
like
really
this
cool.
Breaking the fourth wall.
This is, oh, Pax or that symbol.
The symbol.
Symbol. Oh, I liked when it had the Netflix one. That was my favorite. Yeah. And then it tried to explain what Netflix was.
That was cool. Yeah, I like that too.
That was really cool.
He wanted a sign. He got a sign.
Boom.
Dad, you're alive again. Is this man just always wearing a turtleneck?
They're very comfortable.
I'm
not stylish.
Sure they are.
Oh, we're getting to some good stuff.
It is a style. I don't know if it's stylish.
Oh.
Not ashtray.
Kill Dad.
I think we have to kill Dad.
Kill Dad. You gotta do it, Stefan. Oh my gosh, one of the best ones is coming up.
I was a little disappointed by this.
That it was only one swipe?
Uh-oh. He's not in control. He went for it.
Wouldn't Dad know he's not technically in control if he was in on all of this whatever experiment?
Yeah, I kind of feel like Dad should have seen this coming. Like, you're experimenting on this person just to make them go crazy. Then you're surprised when they go crazy. What kind of scientist are you?
Yeah. Oh, we'll tell you. Don't worry. We're in this together.
That is a lot of blood.
Those shoes are awesome. Wait for it. We'll tell you.
I really thought I got to a game review before killing Dad.
Do the chop up body because he says something cool. Do it. Chop up the body.
Oh, yeah. I think I picked this and he didn't do it. I don't think.
Oh, he does it. Listen. I just love that look. Look at that. He's like, oh, gosh.
Dr. Haynes, I'm just curious, hypothetically, what would you do with a dead body? How close are we to the end? I just feel like...
I feel like we're getting to an end.
My recollection is this happened close to the end, but I feel like when I first watched this, I got a couple game reviews by this point. And they're all terrible. Colin's gone. So I found this very curious because we saw, at least through Stefan's eyes, that she saw Colin on the ground after he jumped. But in this time, she's not. So I was very confused the first time I saw this, wondering what is going on. And can we even trust anything Stefan sees from his point of view?
Or experiences from his other timelines.
The therapist's hair really bothers me.
Oh, there we go.
Oh boy, that's unsettling.
This is so gory and gross. Oh.
You gotta give him credit though. He really has an iron stomach to pull off something like that. That's
I mean,
not
we are
easy.
Making him do it. See, we're getting to the end.
Now he can work the sense of purpose.
Oh, and the head and the blood. Oh. Poor Stefan.
I must have picked something because I know I got game reviews before this. The illusion of free will. Because with too much choice, you go crazy.
Your definition of happiness is very different than mine.
See, that is the room of a madman.
Yes.
Yep. Room of a madman.
Yep. There it is. Yep. And that wraps that up.
Yeah, I got like 3 reviews before we got to this, and all of them were like, oh, this game's garbage.
There you go, see?
That's interesting. I really liked my first run through better because I kept trying to finish the game. You have to finish the game in a certain way.
Yeah, I mean, I did get to a lot where he was in jail and all sorts of things.
Pearl Rittman. That was cool. I liked that the little girl came back.
Yeah, that was really neat.
But I feel like if I had seen this version the first time I saw it, I'm not sure I liked it as much. I mean, I got a lot fewer bad choices this run through than my first run through. My first run through, I think I hit every bad choice. And I backed up a lot of times. But the cool thing was, every time you'd go back and they do a little montage, there's always like a couple little different things in there that I really like. You're like, oh, was that in there the first time I saw it? No, it wasn't. That's weird.
Yeah.
I feel like I just saw the watered down version. So if anybody's watching with us, I'm sorry we chose all the wrong things. We really watered it down for you.
We really did. Although I do like this ending.
Well, that was cool. Is like I see the credits, I'm like, oh, it's over. I guess I'll keep watching, but it kept looping. Like I looped for a long time after this.
Yeah. Yeah.
And this bit was cool.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, like I was watching him, now she's watching him, and I'm watching her.
And then you can throw the tea over the computer.
Gotta throw tea over the computer.
Gotta throw it over. Yeah, that was cool.
Oh, wow. I did not pick that the first time.
It took me a while to get to that one. All right, we will end it for tonight, though. Because if you bury it, then the dog comes back and, like, does his thing.
Huh.
Yeah.
So when does the explaining Netflix to him, where does that come in?
Oh, boy.
Because that, like, even... I know that happened, like, for me, it happened after we saw Pearl. And, like, I looked
okay,
back
so
to
you
something.
See Pearl... I know that there... So if you bury the dad, then the people at the video game place send someone over. They send... There is Colin. They send, like, Colin over to look for you, and then you have a choice to kill Colin or not. And then in another one, they send over Kitty, and then... I don't know how you get to the Netflix before that one. I don't know. There's so many different alternatives. I don't know.
I did not like this run-through.
Okay. I'm sorry to disappoint.
I don't know.
Like, every time I do it, or every time I did it, I got to something different.
Well, it's surprising, because I didn't feel like I made that many different choices from our first run-through.
Well, maybe that's the whole point. Like, little tiny changes, and then
I mean, they do
greatly affect it,
you know? So. I know, like, before, like I don't know what the guy rates the video games, but I know I saw, like, two or three reviews of the game where it's like, the first one was, oh, yeah. This game is terrible, they rushed it, it's bad. The second one was, you know, this has promise, but it's not very good. And it's, oh, it's pretty good, but there's a few things wrong. And then we get, like, the good ending where the game is great. And I know I ran through a lot of reviews. And I liked, that was fun, seeing those reviews before. This, only seen the one review. I don't know, you know, if I didn't know I missed all that stuff. Like, I know I'm disappointed now because I missed it. If I didn't know I'd missed it, I wouldn't be disappointed, which is sad because there's some cool stuff in this.
There is. I mean, if anyone who hasn't seen it should definitely go back and do a bunch of the different alternatives and see where it leads you. Some interesting stuff in there. Lots of content. It's pretty amazing how they did it, though. I thought they did a really good job, so.
Yeah, and all the transitions are smooth. And I believe I read somewhere that if you watch every second of footage in this episode, it's something like 5 hours long.
Yeah, I heard something like that. That's crazy.
That is very
I will not be doing that, but if anyone does and anything really cool pops up, you just let us know.
Well, I know when I finally stopped this, I thought, okay, I'm pretty sure this is just going to loop forever. I'm going to have to stop unless I get sucked into the Black Mirror universe.
Mm.
So that's what I did. I stopped. I didn't get sucked in.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's our very first watching and talking episode. Pretty cool.
If people like it, you can watch with us again. We'll do this all the time.
Well, you can find us at Box Office Refund on Twitter and Instagram. How about that?
Yes, go find us. Go to our website. Did you mention our website? I wasn't really listening to you. I'm sorry.
Oh, we have box. Thank you so much. We have boxofficerefund.com. That's our website. And then you can also go on TeePublic and search for Box Office Refund, and you can see some pretty cool merchandise that's based off of the movies that we watch. So it's not just shirts with our podcast on it, although there are there, but also just some fun, really cool t-shirts that are for any movie lover out there.
And I'm going to plug that website again, because not only are there episodes, there are crazy images and GIFs of things we watch. It's a lot of fun. You wouldn't think a podcast website could be fun, but ours bucks that trend, and it is, so you should check it out.
All right, awesome. All right, guys, thanks for tuning in, and we will talk to you again soon.
Box. Office. Refund. Box Office Refund Podcast.